药学院分子药剂系主任及 Eshelman 讲座教授，专攻肺病毒性的基因治疗及药物输送。黄教授于1984年信主，常在各教会及营会中分享主的话语。Dr. Li Kuang was born in the Chinese province of Hunan and grew up in Taiwan. He came to the United States in 1969 to further his studies and received his doctorate at the Michigan State University. He has served for 15 years as a professor at the University of Tennessee and 14 years at the University of Pittsburgh. Dr. Kuang is currently the Fred N. Eshelman Distinguished Professor and Chair of the Division of Molecular Pharmaceutics at the University of North Carolina. His primary focus of research is pharmacogenetics, the study of how genes influence an individual's response to drugs. Dr. Li Kuang became a Christian believer in 1984 and is a sought-out speaker at various churches and Christian conferences. 我们很荣幸黄教授今天与我们分享母亲节的信息，题目是伟大的母亲。 We are honored to have Dr. Huang sharing God's word with us today. The title of his message is Great Mothers. Now please join with me in welcoming Dr. Li Huang. 请跟我一同欢迎黄立夫教授。
首先，谢谢各位给我一点讲道的时间。
First of all, I'd like to give you thanks for giving some time to share with you.
在这个教会讲道真是不容易啊。
It's not easy to preach at this particular church.
特别是今天。
Especially today.
那个时候我你们教会的杨牧师给我邀请的时候。
And when I was invited by your pastor Yang.
他说。是母亲节，请你讲母亲节的道。
And he mentioned that it's going to be Mother's Day, so can you center your message around Mother's something around Mother's Day?
我讲到这么多年，我最怕讲这种特别节日的道。
And I've been preaching for many years, and I do not like particularly to focus my message on a particular date or festival.
所以我就一直祷告。
And then, so I've been praying about this.
在两个礼拜以前。
And 2 weeks ago.
你们教会的朱弟兄
and brother Su
说是你有科学家的背景
and you have a scientific background
请你在今天的信息还要讲科学
and so in today's message can you also put in a little bit of science in your message
所以我就更迫切的祷告
and then I even prayed even harder
刚才看到两位牧师用三种语言我实在是佩服得五体投地。
And then I saw the two pastors over here and using all three different languages, and I had a lot of great admiration.
怪不得你们找不到牧师。
And that's why you couldn't find another pastor for.
吓都吓死了。
They're just scaring away all the pastor.
我们今天讲到的题目要讲三个母亲。
And today our message focuses on three different mothers.
那么第一个母亲呢，我想是我们人类。所有人类的最大的母亲。
And I think the first mother is the mother of mankind.
我们看下一章。这个故事是在创世纪里面有一段记载。
And this is recorded in the book of Genesis.
创世纪第二章21-22节。
And in Genesis chapter 2:21-22.
他说耶和华神使他沉睡，这个他是亚当。
And so the Lord made Adam fall asleep.
他就睡了，于是取下他的一条肋骨，又把肉合起来。耶和华神就用那人身上所取的肋骨，造成一个女人，领他到那人跟前。
And so he fell asleep, and the Lord took a rib from his side and closed the flesh, and he created a woman.
这就是我们人类的第一个女人。
And this was the first woman in our universe.
我们大家都知道，这就是夏娃。
And we all know that this was Eve.
我们看下一章。
In the next slide.
然后呢？这个人在耶和华把他创造好了以后，带他到这个亚当的跟前，亚当就说：“这是我骨中的骨，肉中的肉，可以称他为女人。”
And then Adam was saying that this is my bone of my bones, flesh of my flesh, and she shall be called a woman.
这是我们人类讲的第一句很肉麻的话。
Oh. this frustrates us. It's kind of a little bit embarrassing.
I'm sorry.
我已经跟他这个道歉过了哈，现在继续的道歉。对，那么在下一章，然后呢，这个从创世纪的第二章到第三章，这个中间有一段人类最早的犯罪的过程。
And then there's also recorded in Genesis the first sins.
那么这不是我们今天讲到的主题，所以我们就不讲了。So,
but that's not the focus of our today's message.
但是夏娃的名字是在人类犯罪了以后才取的名字，而且这个名字不是上帝给他取的。But
the name of Eve was given after the sin has been committed, and also you have to remember that this name was not given by God.
这个名字是亚当给他取的。And
the name was given by Adam to her.
就是我们刚才所读的这段圣经，亚当给他的妻子起名叫夏娃，因为她是众生之母。And
Adam named his wife Eve because she would become the mother of all the living.
其实啊。 这个是我们中文翻译啊，把它翻成非常的好，把它叫做众生之母。
And the Chinese translation is a very good translation, calling her the mother of mankind.
那么其实原文的意思就是孩子们的妈。
And the original text is just saying the mother of the children.
这个在犯罪之前，把它叫做骨中的骨，肉中的肉。
And before the sin was committed, we're saying the bone of my bones, flesh of flesh.
哎呀，充满了罗曼蒂克。It
was so romantic.
犯罪以后呢，就是一个生孩子的机器了。And
after the sin was committed, all she was is just a machine breeding children.
就是孩子的妈。And
she's just the mother of the kids.
所以这个当中有很大的区别。So
there's a big distinction in here.
但这也不是我今天讲到的目的。But that was
neither the focus of my message today.
我们看下一章。And
the next slide.
我们要仔细想一想，这个上帝造的这个夏娃的时候，他是用亚当的肋骨造的。And
we'd like to give a little thought that when God created Eve, He was using a rib of Adam.
那么亚当是地上的尘土造的。And
Adam was from dust.
为什么夏娃也不是从地上的尘土重新造一个女人就好了吗？
And so why didn't God just create Eve from out of dust?
这个是今天我们科学发达以后，我们才慢慢的了解。And
this, with more scientific understanding, we probably better understand why God created Eve through Adam.
所以我今天首先要跟大家讲的是，这个为什么用肋骨？
And first of all, we would like to understand better why Eve was created with the rib.
身上的骨头很多，如果要真正要找一根骨头，为什么选择肋骨呢？
And we have a lot of different kinds of bones in our body, but if you want like to create Eve, why did you pick the rib?
这个医生可以告诉我们。
The doctor probably could tell you.
我们人身上面的骨头130多根，没有一根是多余的。
And we have over 130 different bones in our body, and not one extra one.
但是我们的肋骨如果少了一根的话，基本上还可以过一个正常的生活。But
if you're just missing one rib, then probably you can still survive.
有些人出了车祸以后，肋骨断了，始终没有愈合。And
sometimes when you're in a car accident, you might have a broken rib and never got connected together.
那么人还是可以过一个正常的生活。But
he could still live an ordinary life.
所以上帝用了肋骨。And
that's why God used the rib.
那么下一个问题是，为什么用骨头呢？
And first of all, why did God use the bone?
我们看下一章。今天的已经有答案了。And
today we have an answer.
我们人身上面各种的器官当中都有一种细胞叫做干细胞。And
within our body, all the different parts would have a stem cell.
但是在有一个器官里面, 它里面的干细胞数目最多也最活跃。But
then in one body part, that part has the most stem cells, and the stem cells are the most active.
就是骨髓。
And that's the bone marrow.
我们肋骨里面有骨髓的。
And then within the rib, you can find the bone marrow.
今天做生物学家做克隆的, cloning的, 这些生物学家都知道, stem cell, 就是干细胞是最好的 cloning的材料。
And if you're a biologist and you'll be studying the stem cell, you'll understand the stem cells is the best building block for cloning.
所以我认为上帝做的第一个女人, 是一个伟大的克隆实验。And
so I think that the God in the creation of Eve was the biggest success of the cloning.
我们看下一章。Next
slide.
再看下一章。那么我们就要问一个问题，这摩西怎么知道？And
then we have to ask the next question. How did Moses know about all this science?
摩西有那么丰富的想象力吗？
Was he, did he have enough of imagination?
不是的，摩西只不过是一个很忠实的，上帝告诉他，他记载下来。
And that's not the case, and Moses is just a faithful servant writing out what God has told him.
所以我们看下一章。所以我们认为这是一个上帝的克隆实验。那么夏娃很可能是亚当骨髓里面的干细胞克隆产生的。
And so as we mentioned, Eve was likely cloned with Adam's stem cells.
而且呢，我认为看下一章。
And the next slide.
夏娃的 DNA 应该很像亚当的 DNA， 因为是克隆的。
And because Eve was cloned, we are saying that Eve most likely had a very close DNA set with Adam.
下一张。
And the next slide.
但是呢，夏娃的 DNA 上面跟亚当 DNA 绝对有一个地方不一样。
But then there has to be one distinction between the DNA of Eve and Adam.
那就是性染色体的 DNA.
And that's a transgenic DNA.
那么No, sex chromosome DNA.
Sex chromosome DNA.
对，那么这个做的在克隆的过程当中，如果在基因上面做一点改变的话，在我们生物学上面叫做转基因克隆。
And if you make some adjustment to the gene, then in the scientific term, we're saying that that's a transgenic gene.
所以按照生物学上面的定义，夏娃是一个转基因的亚当。
So according to biology, Eve was a transgenic Adam.
那么就有人问了
，And someone might ask，
为什么上帝造人的时候不先造个女人，然后从女人身上拿一条肋骨出来造个男人呢
？And why did God not create Eve first and use a rib from Eve to create Adam？
我知道有许多的姐妹们也问这个问题。
And I think a lot of sisters might have asked this question。
如果是反过来的话，那么圣经就要改写了。
And then if it was happened that way, then be a very different picture。
弟兄们，你们要顺服你们的妻子。
And brothers, you have to submit to your wife.
那多好啊！
Isn't that nice from the sister's point of view?
我没有神学上面的答案。
I don't have an answer with a theological backing.
但是我有工程学上面的答案。
But I have an answer from an engineering background.
上帝是一个非常伟大的工程师。
And God is a magnificent engineer.
你想想看，如果先造的是女人。
And if God first created Eve.
女人身上的性染色体只有两个 X， 没有 Y。
And then there's only two X in her gene, and there's no Y chromosome.
我不是说上帝不能够重新造一个 Y。
And I'm not saying that God could not have created a Y chromosome.
但如果先造的是一个男的
，But if God created Adam first，
又有 Y 又有 X。
And the man's chromosome has both X and Y。
如果要把 Y 染色体拿掉，今天用一个聚焦的一个激光一烧，一下就烧掉了。
And then if you nowadays if you use laser, then probably you can just remove the Y chromosome if so wish.
然后把已经存在的 X 染色体复制一个，也不是很困难的事。
And then it's not too difficult to replicate the X chromosome.
今天小一点的染色体已经可以复制了。
And
小一点的 smaller chromosome,
right.
You can replicate.
A small chromosome we can replicate.
所以我认为先造男的再造女的有工程学上面的原因。
And so I think that if you first created man and then woman, there are some engineering mythology and logic behind that.
所以姐妹们不要难过。
So sisters, do not be sad.
你如果仔细读创世纪的话
，And if you read the book of Genesis in detail,
后造的比较高等。
And the one created later usually is more advanced.
今天是母亲节
，And today is Mother's Day。
我们对我们姐妹们有很大的敬意
，And we have a lot of respect to the sisters among us。
你比我们高等
，And you're more advanced than us。
我这里特别讲到夏娃没有未老先衰
，And I mentioned that Eve did not experience premature aging。
原因是因为人所做的这种克隆，第一个是克隆那只羊，对不对？叫 Dolly， 对不对？
And you probably know that the Dolly, the sheep Dolly was cloned as one of the first cloning.
Dolly 这只羊活到七岁就死掉了。
And Dolly died at 7 years old.
在它两岁的时候，应该是一只小羊的时候，就已经有衰老的现象。
At 2 years old, Dolly already exhibited sign of aging.
原因是因为 Dolly 的克隆，那只羊身上面拿下来那个细胞，那只羊在拿下来的时候已经六岁。
And because the original the stem cells that was used, but that stem cell was
not stem cell. 它是身上面的这个乳腺细胞。
And the cell that was used was
for memory gland cell.
So memory glands was already 6 years old.
那么在体外又培养了两年。
And then it was cultured for 2 years.
所以 Dolly 克隆出来的时候看起来像个 baby 小羊, 其实他已经八岁了。
So although when the Dolly was born, although she looks like a baby sheep, she's already 8 years old.
所以在活了七岁, 七加八十五年, 也不算一只短命的羊了。
So when she actually lived through 7 years, and actually if you plus the 8 years, she's already 15 years old.
但是干细胞是永远零岁。
The stem cells is always in early stage.
Embryonic
stage.
永远零岁，不会老的。所以，因为夏娃是从干细胞所 clone 出来的，所以夏娃没有未老现象。And
since Eve was cloned through the stem cells, that's why Eve did not experience the premature aging.
夏娃活几岁，圣经没有讲。
It was not recorded in the Bible how long Eve did live.
但是她跟亚当生儿育女，亚当活到930岁。
But she, together with Adam, they have many children, but and Adam lived through over 900 years old.
所以上帝的克隆比我们人的克隆要高明多了。And
so God's cloning is a lot more sophisticated than our cloning.
所以我认为夏娃是上帝伟大的杰作。And
that's why I think that Eve is a great masterpiece of God.
Okay, 那么这个是, this is the science part.
So this is the scientific portion of the message.
真是不容易啊, 我挖空心思啊。
It's not easy. I've put a lot of thought in this.
好, 我们再看, 另外还有两个母亲, 今天讲的都跟摩西有关系啊。
And there are two other mothers we're going to mention, and they are all related to Moses.
因为第一个夏娃的被造, 啊, 这个第一个, 人类的第一个母亲的被造, 也是Moses写下来的。
And because of the recording of how Eve was created was recorded by Moses.
摩西这个人一生当中有三个很对他影响很大的女人。
And in the life of Moses, there are three women who had a great impact on him.
第一个是他的母亲。
The first is his own mother.
第二个是他的妻子。
And the next is his wife.
第三个就是他的姐姐。
And the third is his sister.
那么今天因为是母亲节的关系, 我们只光讲两个女人。
And because today is Mother's Day, we'll just focus on the two mothers.
他的姐姐我们不讲。
And we're not going to talk about his sister.
首先要讲摩西的母亲。
And first we're going to talk about Moses' mother.
圣经有记载, 这个人叫约基别。
It's being recorded in the Bible, her name is Jochebed.
那么看下一段圣经。
And then next passage.
那么下一段圣经是记载在出埃及记的二章。
And it's being recorded in Exodus 2:2.
出埃及记一开始的时候就讲到这个犹太人在埃及已经住了很长的时间了。
It's being recorded in the book of Exodus that the Israelites have been living in Egypt for a very long time.
那个时候的新王呢对于这个犹太人不是非常的友善。
And the Pharaoh was not particularly sympathetic to the Israelites living there.
而且这些犹太人就是那个时候还不叫犹太人，就叫希伯来人啊。希伯来人呢，他们这个人口啊增长非常的快。
And at that time they aren't called Israelites, which is called Hebrews. But then they're in terms of population, they were expanding rapidly.
那么对于埃及人来讲的话，就变成有点喧宾夺主的味道了啊。
And then it becomes some kind of threat to the Egyptians.
就好像假如说你们教会啊这个地方不够大，说你们要到一个美国教会去。 结果那美国教会呢比你们还小，那美国教会觉得哎呀，这个不是非常的 comfortable 啊。It's
almost like that, as if we do not have enough space and have to move to American church and borrow another sanctuary. And then in terms of size, we are a lot bigger than our host. Then it's not that great for our host.
所以当时的埃及的法老就是埃及的王就下一个很恶毒的命令。
And that's why at that time the Pharaoh of Egypt had an edict.
他叫 这些收生婆就是去这些给人家接生的这些助产士叫做是吧 midwife 是吧？那么他们呢，如果给希伯来人收生的话，那么看到的是男孩子生下来的男孩子，马上杀掉。
And so the edict was that if you're a midwife for the Hebrews, and if you've seen a boy being born, then you have to kill the boy right away.
那么只有让女孩子能够留下来。
And only the girls could survive.
哇，那这样的话，那整个的希伯来族当然以后就慢慢就没有了。And
obviously you would see that with these going on, then the Hebrews in terms of population would be shrinking rapidly.
所以摩西是在这么一个背景之下出生的。And
with this kind of background, Moses was born.
所以他出生本来就马上就应该死掉的。
And theoretically, as soon as he was born, he is supposed to be killed.
但是他的母亲约基别怀孕了以后呢，生了他以后，见他俊美就藏了他三个月。
But when Jochebed gave birth to Moses, he saw that he was a handsome child, and he kept him for 3 months.
我觉得圣经上面强调见他俊美。
And then the focus for the Chinese translation was focusing that he was being handsome.
我知道这些当妈妈的人生一个儿子丑得一塌糊涂，他在他眼里面看他非常俊美。
And then I know that all the mothers, even though their child might from other people's point of view are very ugly, they still think their own child are very handsome.
你知道这个出埃及记是摩西写的。
And you have to remember that the book of Exodus was written by Moses.
所以不算数啊。
So you can't really count on his description.
你有没有想到啊？
Have you thought about this?
自己写的就说自己俊美。
Have you thought about it when you write something about the person and that person yourself and you're saying that he's very handsome?
所以摩西到底有多俊美我们不知道。
So how handsome Moses was, we don't really know for sure.
但是我们可以看到一点，就摩西的妈妈不怕亡命。
But one thing you can know for sure that the mother of Moses did not fear the edict of Pharaoh.
各位弟兄姐妹们。
And brothers and sisters.
如果这件事情被法老知道。
And if Pharaoh had known about this,
不但这个小 baby 要被杀掉，
and not only the baby was going to be killed,
我相信这个母亲也要被杀掉，
and I'm sure that this mother is going to be killed as well.
各位弟兄姐妹们，
and brothers and sisters,
母亲们对孩子的爱实在是太伟大了，
and the love of our mothers are truly great.
我最受我感动我的，去年汶川大地震，
and I was most moved when there was an earthquake.
在那个瓦砾当中挖出来一个母亲，
and then they dug up a mother.
她居然手里面抱了一个小 baby.
And in her arms were a baby.
真的是她在那个瓦砾当中的时候，她居然用她的手机打了一个短信。
And he was
用他的那个 cell phone.
So when he was covered, he was using his cell phone to make a call.
不是 call, 短信 text message.
哦，短信 text message.
对。他在等人家来救他哈，当然到最后这个母亲死掉了，因为没有等到人家来救他，就死了。
She's waiting and hoping that someone would rescue her, but obviously eventually she died.
但是这个短信发出去了。
But the text message was sent out.
这个短信是一个替他的这个 baby 的祷告文。
And the text message itself was a prayer for her baby.
说是妈妈永远爱你。
And then text message is saying that the mom is going to love you forever.
你知道吗？后来这个在媒体的没有报道。
And it was not reported in the media.
这个妈妈是一个基督徒。
The mother was a Christian.
因为她短信后面还有一句话。
And then also in this part of the text message.
上帝也爱你。
And it was also mentioned that God also loves you.
我想所有当妈妈的人在生死存亡的那一刻当中，
and I think all the mothers in the moment of life and death,
她不会顾惜自己的生命，
they would not care too much about their own life,
她想到的就是她自己的这个孩子，
and all they think about are their own kids.
摩西的妈妈一样，
and the mother of Moses was like the same.
当她到三个月已经长了不能再长了，
And after 3 months, that she can no longer hit Moses.
而且孩子们他会哭的，会叫的。
And babies would cry.
你没办法再藏了。
You cannot hit him.
所以他只好要让这个 baby 要让他走了。
And she had to let go of her baby.
圣经上面说他的妈妈非常聪明。
And it was recorded in the Bible saying that Moses' mother was very intelligent and clever. 把
摩西摆在一个篮子里面。
And put Moses in the basket.
他铺上一些蒲草，弄得很舒服，把 baby 摆在里面。
And put some papyrus and put some so that it would be comfortable for the kid.
然后呢，从那个河里面摆在河里面，河里面就随着水飘下去。
And then put it in the river Nile and so that it will float over there.
圣经上面说这个孩子的姐姐。
It's also mentioned that the kid's sister.
圣经上没有说这个姐姐是谁，我们相信大概就是米利安。
And it was not recorded in the Bible who she was, but we believe that was Miriam.
说是就在河边跟着这个篮子，篮子在河里面河水飘，她跟着这个篮子在那里走。
And as the basket was floating along the river, the sister was walking along the bank of the river, following the basket.
我相信米利安当时也不是很大。
And I think that at that time the age of Miriam was probably Miriam was also very young.
她自己也是个孩子。
And she's a kid herself.
我相信米利安不会说是自己去看那个篮子。
And I don't think it's Miriam's own idea that she's going to follow that basket.
我相信是她妈妈叫这个米利安，你去看看你的弟弟飘到什么地方去。
And I think probably it's the instructions of Moses' mother in asking Miriam to walk along.
米利安带着妈妈的爱。在河边看着这个篮子往下面飘。
And Miriam is representing from his mother, the Moses' mother's love to walk along with the basket.
刚好埃及的法老王的女儿，就是埃及的公主，在河里面洗澡。
And at that time, the Egyptian princess, the daughter of the Pharaoh, was taking a bath.
那当然都是很多人这个把那个地方都是已经全部 isolated， 对不对？一定是这样子的。
And obviously it's all blocked out.
那上帝就让那一个 baby 别的地方不飘去，就飘到刚好这个公主洗澡的地方。
And then and God made the situation so that the basket was floated along this place where the princess could observe.
这个埃及的法老王的女儿很喜欢。这个 Moses 这个小 baby，
and the daughter of Pharaoh liked this baby very much。
而且一看就知道这是一个希伯来人的儿子。
And she could tell right away that this is a Hebrew。
因为什么？因为穿的衣服是希伯来人的服装啊。
And probably because he was wrapped in clothes of the Hebrew。
正不知道要怎么办的时候
，And when she was hesitating as to what to do，
哎，米利安就说了，就说，对，你看这个小 baby 好可爱。
And then Miriam appeared and said that how wonderful this kid is。
所以这个法老王的女儿想要把这个儿子，这个小 baby 变成他自己的儿子。
And this the daughter of Pharaoh wants to adopt this baby.
但是需要一个奶妈。
But then they need someone to nurse the baby.
这个米利安非常的精明了，马上就说 ，I will find you one.
所以他说他要跟你找一个奶妈。
Very good. 是谁呢？
And who is that person who's going to nurse?
就是约基别啊。
And that was Jochebed.
所以摩西被法老的女儿收养作为他自己的儿子，可是呢，却回到家里面让他的妈妈乳养他长大。
And although Moses was adopted by the Pharaoh's daughter initially, in his early age, he was nursed by his mother.
法老的女儿对他说：“你把这孩子抱去喂我奶他，我必给你工价。”
You're saying, take this baby away and nurse him, and I'm going to pay you.
这是法老的女儿对约基别讲的话。
And these are the words from the princess to Jochebed.
妇人就抱了孩子去奶他，孩子渐长，妇人把他带到法老女儿那，就还给法老女儿。
So the woman took the baby and nursed him, and when he grew up, took the baby back to the princess.
就做了他的儿子。
And the baby became the boy become his become her son.
他给孩子起名叫摩西，意思是说我把他从水里拉出来的。
She named him Moses, saying that I drew him out of water.
摩西这个字是埃及的古文里面是代表水的意思。
And the word the name of Moses represents water.
因为从水里面找出来的。
And because he was drew out from the water.
你看到妈妈的爱。让摩西不但存留性命
，because of the love of the mother, not only did Moses get to keep his life，
还把摩西养大
，and he also raised him up。
我相信摩西后来长大以后，他知道他自己是希伯来人，他回到希伯来人当中去。
And I believe that Moses later on recognized that he was a Hebrew and he went back to his own land。
跟他小的时候，是他妈妈亲手把他养大的很有关系。
And I think the reason was that he was raised up himself by his mother.
我相信在那个旷野里面，那个焚烧的荆棘里面，上帝对他说话的时候。
And I'm sure that in the wilderness, when God was appearing in him in the fire among the thorns.
上帝对他说：“我是亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各的神。”
And God said to him, "I'm the God of Abraham, of Isaac, of Jacob."
是你父亲的神。
And I'm the God of your father.
上帝因为知道摩西没有忘记他自己是希伯来人。
Because God knows that Moses himself has not forgotten that he is a Hebrew himself.
摩西没有忘记希伯来的神。
And Moses has not forgotten the God of the Hebrews.
所以摩西跟他说话的时候，摩西马上就知道谁在跟他说话。
So when he listened to that voice, he knew right away who was speaking to him.
感谢主。
And we thank the God.
我们希望我们天下所有的母亲，对于自己的孩子，都能够在神的这个当中，神的爱当中教养他们。
And we hope that all the mothers can bring up our kids within our Lord.
不知道这个孩子将来会到哪里去。
We're not too sure how children are, where our children are going to be.
但你如果你在孩子年轻的时候就教导他敬畏神的话。
But if you teach your kids to be fearful of God when they're young.
将来有一天，虽然你孩子可能离开神了。
And one day your kid might have gone astray.
但是当神在他最失意的时候，最潦倒的时候，呼叫他的时候。
But when your kid, when who is in the most depressed situation, when God called upon him or her,
他会想起他年轻的时候所认识的那个上帝。
They will recall the God that they have known when they are young.
上帝会把他找回来的。
And God will call him back.
但是是我们母亲、父母亲的责任，要把孩子要告诉他，他是属于神的。
But then it is the parents' responsibility to tell our kids that they belong to God.
所以约基别是一个伟大的母亲。
So Jochebed was a great mother.
她的母亲还不在于她对孩子这种舍身的爱。
And it's not only a sacrificial love.
很多很多的世上的母亲都会这样做。
A lot of mothers have this sacrificial love.
更重要的是教导她的这个儿子，她知道这个儿子将来长大了以后会到王宫里去的。
And this mother would know that his kid eventually would go to the palace.
进了王宫以后就完全受埃及人的文化，埃及人的教育。
And after he's gone to the palace, he'll be under the influence of the Egyptian culture.
他以后可能忘记他是希伯来人。
And he might have forgotten that he's a Hebrew.
所以他就在小的时候已经教导他敬畏神。
And so when Moses was young, his mother kept on teaching him that you have to fear the Lord and teach him about God.
姐妹们，这是你的责任。
And sisters, that is your responsibility.
如果你说我孩子已经走了，已经太晚了。
And you say that my kid is too old and it's too late.
为你的孩子祷告。
Pray for your kid.
孩子，上帝有一天会听你的祷告去呼叫他。
And one day the Lord is going to listen to your prayer and is going to call upon your kid.
还是把他叫回来。
And he's going to call him back.
好，我们看下一个。
And the next one.
我们在希伯来书里面也这样子说，说是摩西生下来，他的父母见他是个俊美的孩子，因着信。哎，对不起。回去。Go back, please。我是不是讲广东话的？回不去了，这是one way。再回去一个好吗 ？Could you go back one more?One more. Get stuck. Oh. Wow. Okay. 好，再往下走。Okay. 好，谢谢。好，不要动了。这里非常重要。他说，因着信把他藏了三个月，并不怕亡命。
It's very important saying it's by faith that they hid the kid for 3 months and not afraid of the Pharaoh's edict.
所以约基别是一个有信心的妈妈。
So you could tell that Jochebed was a woman of faith.
所以希望我们美德教会的所有的姐妹、所有的母亲都是有信心的妈妈。
And we hope that all the mothers in CCCS are mothers of faith.
好，我们看下头。
The next slide.
再看下头。再看下面。对，再看下面。对不起。好，我们现在要讲到摩西的妻子。
And now he's going to turn to the wife of Moses.
我们看下一章。这个人叫做希波拉。
The name of Moses' wife was Zipporah.
是个外邦人，是米甸人。
And she's a Midianite.
那么在如果你看那个电影叫《埃及王子》哈。
If you watch the movie The Prince of Egypt.
那个把那个希波拉画得非常的美丽。
And then in that movie, Zipporah appeared as a beautiful woman.
这个我不知道希伯拉多少多美丽哈。
And I don't know how beautiful she was.
不过她的爸爸是一族的族长，她也是一个公主啊。
And she's a princess in her own right.
对，那么她嫁给了摩西。
And she married Moses.
嫁给摩西的时候，摩西是一个很潦倒的人。
And at that time, Moses was nobody.
他是一个逃亡的人。
And he was escaping from Pharaoh's hand.
是一个无家可归的人。
He did not even have a home.
是身无分文的人。
And he was penniless.
结果西波拉居然嫁给他。
But Zipporah was willing to marry him.
而且跟他生了至少在圣经上面记载有两个儿子。
At least she bore her two sons.
那么为什么西波拉我认为她是一个伟大的母亲呢？
And why did I think that Zipporah was a great mother?
我们看下头。
Next slide.
当摩西在旷野看到焚烧的荆棘，神对他说话的时候。
When Moses was in the desert and saw and seeing the burning flame among the bush, and God spoke to him.
摩西那个时候八十岁。
At that time, Moses was 80.
他已经在旷野里面四十年。
He's been in the wilderness for 40 years.
垂垂老矣。
And he was living a meaningless life.
No, 已经老了。
Oh, it's a
like me.
He's he's growing old.
对，那么这个时候神呼召他，要他回到希伯来人当中去。
At that time, God called upon him to return to the Israelites.
在圣经里面记载的非常的详细，今天不多说了哈。
It was recorded in detail in the Bible.
他跟上帝讨价还价。
And there were Moses was bargaining with God.
那上帝呢，很耐心的跟他的慢慢的让把他的这些问题一个一个的解决。
And God was very patient with Moses and let him solve all his questions.
然后呢，还让他在他的面前行了神迹。
And God also performed miracles in front of him.
坚定他的信心。
To affirm his faith.
最后，摩西答应了。
And finally, Moses responded to God and was willing to go to
摩西就去见他的岳父。
And so Moses went to see his father-in-law.
米甸族的一个祭司。
And he was a priest of Midian.
跟他请个假。
And then to tell him that he's leaving.
对，我要回去。
And I have to go back to my land.
而且呢，要带我的妻子，就是你的女儿，还有你的两个外孙，我都要带走。
And I have to bring along my wife and also my two kids.
那么他的岳父也非常的好，就 bless 他们，让他们走了。
And his father-in-law was very nice about this and blessed them.
好了，走到路上的时候，发生一件事情。
But when they are on the way to Egypt, something happened.
这一段圣经不太容易了解哈。
And this passage of Bible is very difficult. It's not easy to understand.
摩西在路上住宿的地方，耶和华遇见他，想要杀他。
On the way in the place of lodging, Moses, the Lord met Moses, and he wanted to kill him.
这很奇怪啊！前面摩西在那地方找了很多的理由不想去的时候，上帝很有耐心，没有杀他。
When Moses was bargaining with God, and God was very patient with him and did not say that he's going to kill him.
现在摩西已经同意要去了，哎，上帝要杀他。
But now, at this time, Moses already agreed to go back to Egypt. And now, why did God want to kill him?
你看，真是太奇怪了。
That's so strange.
这个时候呢，这个摩西的妻子希波拉真是一个聪明有智慧的女子。
But you can tell that the wife of Moses, Zipporah, is a very intelligent woman and full of wisdom.
希伯拉就拿了一块火石，割下他儿子的羊皮，丢在摩西的脚前，说：“你真是我的血狼了。”这样耶和华才放了他。希伯拉说：“您割礼就是血狼了。”
But Zipporah took a flint knife, cut off her son's foreskin, and touched Moses' feet with it. And surely you are a bridegroom of blood to me.
摩西是一个希伯来人，生下来第八天就受了割礼。
And Moses was a Hebrew, so on the eighth day he was circumcised.
但是他这两个儿子是在米甸生的。
But his two sons were born in Midian.
没有受割礼。
They were not circumcised.
现在这两个儿子要带回希伯来人当中去了。
And now Moses is going to bring back his two sons and back to the Hebrews.
没有受割礼的，在希伯来人当中认为是外邦人。
And according to the Hebrews, if you're not circumcised, you belong to the Gentiles.
为什么耶和华要杀他呢？
And why did the Lord want to kill him?
下一章。
Next slide.
下一章。我认为摩西啊，他心里面有点保留。
And I think that there are some reservation of from Moses.
我这回要回到我的族人当中去。四十年前他们就不接受我，现在回去，我不知道他会不会接受我。
And now I'm returning to the land that I escaped 40 years ago. I'm not too sure whether they're going to accept me.
万一他们不接受我
And say if they do not accept me.
我还可以带着我的儿子我的老婆回到米甸去吗
And can I still return with my wife and my children and go back to Midian?
他难道不知道属于神的希伯来人需要受割礼吗
And didn't he know that the Hebrew should be circumcised, the male should be circumcised?
他当然知道
Of course he knew.
我相信他不是忘记了，是故意没有受割礼，不要给他儿子受割礼。
I'm sure that he did not just forgotten about this, but on purpose he did not circumcise his son.
想给自己留个退路。
He wants to give himself a way out.
所以上帝在这个时候要杀他。
And that's why God at that moment wanted to kill him.
上帝对一个人在有怀疑的时候、信心软弱的时候都没有问题。
And God could accept that people have, if they are not sure about the faith.
你可以跟上帝讨价还价。
And you can bargain with God.
上帝会很有耐心的，我把你的问题解决。
And God could be very patient and solve all your problems, or question, answer all your questions.
当你已经答应上帝了，已经说好，我现在全然奉献走这条路的时候。
But when you have committed at the moment that you've committed to God and saying that yes, I'm going to offer myself to you.
假如你在那个时候还给自己留一个退路，没有全然的奉献的时候
，But at that time, if you're still trying to have a way out to back out,
上帝才会真正的发怒
，And then God would truly would have His anger come upon you.
你如果是一个奉献的人
，And if you're a person who has offered your life to God,
你在没有做这个决定以前
，Before you make the decision.
你不管跟上帝讨价还价，上帝都不责怪你。
And God is not going to blame you if you bargain with God.
但是你有一天，你在上帝的面前已经把自己全然奉献了。
But one day after you've committed yourself to offer your whole body to God,
你还偷偷的给自己留一个退路。
And then you still try to leave yourself a way out.
上帝不高兴。
God is not going to be happy about this.
希伯拉就看出这是问题的症结。
And Sipporah saw the essence of this problem.
所以当机立断，自己给儿子行割礼。
So he made a quick and bold decision and circumcised his own son.
也没有刀子啊，在路边找到一块石头。
And you don't have a knife with you, so they just took a flint.
我相信他的儿子也是很痛啊，对不对？你想想看，是不是
？I think her son is also suffering a lot of pain.
而且他的儿子那时候不小了。
I think that probably his son is not too is quite old.
恐怕也40多岁了。
Probably around 40s.
对呀、啊，因为他的摩西在米甸住了40年吗
？Because if you remember, Moses lived in Midian for 40 years.
不是小孩子啦。
It's not really a kid.
希伯拉当机立断做了这么一件事情。
So he made a bold and decisive decision.
然后把这个羊皮摆在摩西的脚前。
And he places the foreskin next to the feet of Moses.
我们看下一张。
Slide.
他说。你真是我的血郎了。
And he said that you are truly my bridegroom of blood.
在古代的时候，血是立约的表现。
In the olden times, the blood represents a covenant.
在希伯来人当中这样子，在米甸人当中，整个的当时的文化，要流血就代表我在跟你立约了。
And in the culture, whether you are Hebrew, whether you are Midianite, when there's blood involved, it means there's a covenant involved.
意思是说，希伯拉对她的丈夫讲
，And he was saying to her husband，
这块带了血的皮
，And this foreskin with blood，
代表我在你面前，在神的面前一个立约立的约
，And this represents a covenant I'm going to make with you and with your God。
你是我的血狼，狼我们刚才看到在这个英文的翻译是 bridegroom， 就是我的丈夫。
And you are the bridegroom of blood.
你是我的丈夫，我这一辈子跟定你了。
And you are my husband, and I'm going to follow you for the rest of my life.
你现在要回到希伯来人当中。
And now you're going to return to the people of Hebrew.
我不是希伯来人。
But I'm not a Hebrew myself.
你不知道你会不会被希伯来人接受。
And you yourself don't know whether you're going to be accepted by the Hebrew.
我更不知道了。
And me even more so.
他们会接受我一个米甸的女人吗
？Are the Hebrews going to accept a Midianite woman？
希伯来人的规矩我一点都不知道。
And I do not know any of the customs of the Hebrew。
他们会接受我吗
？Will they accept me？
希伯拉讲这个话的时候
when Sephora mentioned these words,
我相信上帝在旁边听。
And I believe that God was standing next to them and listening.
当希伯拉说你是我立约的血狼的时候，
When Sephora mentioned that you are my bridegroom of blood,
这句话的意思就是说希伯拉他自己跟上帝立约，从那时候开始，她成为上帝国度里面的一个女子。
And that is at that time she's make a covenant with our Lord that she's going to be one of the people in our Lord as well.
让我想起在路德记里面路德讲跟 Naomi 讲的话。
And that reminds me of what Ruth said to Naomi.
你的神就是我的神，你的国就是我的国。
Your God is my God and your country is my country.
路德也是一个外邦人。
Ruth was also a Gentile.
各位弟兄姐妹们。
And brothers and sisters.
难怪上帝就放了摩西，放过了摩西。
And that's why God let Moses go.
你知道上帝所称许的不是摩西啊。
And what God saw was not the action of Moses, but was not Moses.
上帝所称许的赞许的是希伯拉。
And what God appreciated was the action of Sephora.
希伯拉是一个伟大的女人啊。
And Sephora was a great mother, a great woman.
为什么我说她是一个好母亲呢？
And why would I say that Sephora is a great mother?
讲到这个地方，只不过是她是一个好太太，对不对？
And at this stage, all we could say that she's a great wife.
但是我们可以看圣经其他的地方记载。
But then, in the other places of the Bible, we could tell.
她的两个儿子因为割礼成为属神的人。
And because of the circumcision, her own two sons were accepted by God.
再看下面。他的儿子当中，他的大儿子叫格顺。
Her eldest son is Gershom.
圣经里面记载，民数记里面记载，格顺和他的子孙在会幕里面变成侍奉神的立位人。
And it was recorded in the book of Numbers that Gershom and his descendants became the priests, the Levites, serving in the tent.
所以他的两个儿子，至少老大。
At least the eldest son, Gershom.
成为一个侍奉神的人
became one who served the Lord.
各位弟兄姐妹们
and brothers and sisters,
你不要忘记他的儿子大概四十来岁才回到希伯来人当中去哦。
You have to remember that her son was at the age of around 40 when he returned to the people of Hebrews.
对于侍奉神的事情一窍不通啊。
And he wouldn't know anything about God and how to serve God.
居然变成一个在会幕里面侍奉神的人。
But eventually he became one who served the Lord in the tent.
而且圣经上面记载，不但格顺，而且他的子子孙孙，他的后代，整族的人变成侍奉神的人。
So it's also recorded in the Bible. It's not only Gershom, her son, became one who served the Lord, but all his descendants.
你看到希伯拉的功劳吗？
And have you seen the great work of this mother?
希伯拉的功劳就是在那个路上给他儿子行割礼开始。
And that great work started when Sephora circumcised her own sons.
当希伯拉说你是我的血狼的时候，
And when Sephora said that you are my bridegroom of blood,
他同时向神立约，他要把他的两个儿子带到神的面前，成为侍奉神的人。
And also at that same time, she's making a covenant for her two sons to be people of God.
我们看下头。
And the next one.
今天已经没有割礼了。
And today we are not bound by circumcision.
但是姐妹们，
But sisters,
你们仍然要教育你的子女成为属神的人，也希望他们成为侍奉神的人。
And you still have to teach and rear your children so that they become people of God and servants of God.
这个责任没有因为今天不行割礼而改变。
And this responsibility does not disappear just because we are not bound by circumcision.
所以希伯拉不但是一个伟大的妻子，她也是一个伟大的母亲。
So Sephora is not only a great wife, but also a great mother.
特别，她是一个外邦人变成了属神的女子。
And you have to remember she was a Gentile and then became a woman of God.
我们今天有许许多多第一代的基督徒。
And among us, we have a lot of first generation Christians.
我们到美国来才认识了上帝。
It's only after we come to US that we've come to know the Lord.
才开始有教会的生活
and only started having leading a Christian life within the church.
跟希伯拉一样
and it's very similar to the life led by Sephora.
希伯拉恐怕也是七八十岁的时候才 变成属于神的人女儿。
And very likely Zipporah only became a daughter of God at the age of around 70 or 80 years old.
但是她却能够这样子彻彻底底的变成一位属神的人。
But then she can become the daughter of God in all earnestness.
千万不要说，哎呀，我信主没有多久啊。
And don't say that I haven't believed in God for too long.
我以前在大陆，在台湾，我没有接触过基督教啊。
And before when I was in mainland China or in Taiwan, I've never been involved with Christianity.
我慢慢学吧。
And I'll learn along the way.
上帝是不会说是强迫你马上变成一个属神的人，爱主的人。
And God is not going to force you to become a daughter or a son of Him right away.
但我希望今天的信息
And I hope that today's message
能够激励你
can encourage you
能够在神的面前立约
so that you would make a covenant with God.
你跟神讲
And you can say to God,
神啊
God,
今天我跟你的关系也是一个血的关系
And today my relationship with you is also a blood relationship.
上帝
God,
我要跟你立约
and I have to make a covenant with you.
我要从今天开始我自己成为属神的人
and starting today I'm going to be a person in God.
我要把我的儿子女儿都教育成变成属神的人
and I have to rear up my children to be in you.
求你带领我帮助我
and, we ask for your, and I ask for your leading and your help.
你愿意做这样的祷告吗
？And are you willing to make this prayer?
你如果愿意的话，上帝一定大大的祝福你。
And if you're willing to offer this prayer, I'm sure God is truly going to bless you.
我们一起低头祷告。
Let's pray.
父神，我们感谢你。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you.
你把这些伟大的母亲摆在我们的面前。
And you put all these great mothers in front of us.
成为我们的榜样。
So they can be our great examples.
求你大大的祝福我们这个教会的母亲们。
And we ask you to bless greatly all the mothers in our church.
今天让他们在神的面前立约
and so that they can make a covenant with you today
学习希伯拉的榜样
to follow the example of Zipporah
学习约基别的榜样
and follow the example of Jochebed
成为信心的属神的人
so that they can become daughters of God with great faith
感谢祷告奉主耶稣基督的圣名
we give thanks and pray in Jesus' name
Amen,
Amen.Let's respond.